Okay. Zok the Mishnah. We'll go through the Mishnah quickly again. Shachti Hamlas Lanich Domeh Himuv Lamocho. The Mishnah's on the bottom of Lamed Heim and Beis. So basically, if you had a kavoneh to make the korban, to make the korban possible by leaving over the blood or the Himuvim, or the Tzion, or to take the blood or the Himuvim outside and it would become possible by Yotzeh, in these cases, Rabbi Yehuda Poisel v'Chachom v'Machshirim. Rabbi Yehuda says that just like there's a concept of pigul on chutz l'zmanoi and chutz l'mkoymoi, so there's also a concept of pigul just a machsheves psul, that I'm going to do something to the korban that will ruin the korban. We'll see why. We'll see what the lumdus is. This is what we were struggling with last week. I'm not feeling about kevish like in a garei yisoid. If you had kavanah to put the blood in the wrong place, on the kevesh, or not connected to yisoid, or nitanam l'malamato, or to put the bloods on top that belong on the bottom of the mizbech, to l'malamato l'malah, nitanam bifnim b'chutz, nitanam b'chutz bifnim, or to put the blood that belongs inside, in the heichal, outside of mizbech hachitzen, or the other way around, sheichul tameim, yakrivu tameim, or that tamei people should go ahead and eat it or makriv it. To break a bone on the korban pesach, to eat it raw, all of these things, or to mix the blood with pasul blood, in all of these cases, kosher. So this is the Mishnah. So basically, the Mishnah, but simple reading of the Mishnah, seems to be that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue whether Machshava is Kemaisa. We brought that down last week for the Mikdash. Simply, Machloikis, Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda is whether we say Machshava Kemaisa, meaning by Pigul, Machshava is Kemaisa, or Machshava passes, at least. By Chutz L'Zmanoi, Chutz L'Mkoymoi, Machshav Apostles. The question is, what about Stam Machshavas? Bad Machshavas. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to learn from Pigul. B'chayra. Guess what Gemara is going to talk about? Seems to learn that just like there's such a concept of Pigul's burdened by other people. And the Chachamim argue. That's what Chachamim all know. Pigul's a very psychosis. That's it. And Shalom Yisro by Pesach Chatas is a clear sign. That's it. The obvious problem, even before we get into the Gemara, there seems to be two obvious problems. One problem is that L'chaira, Rabbi Yehuda should argue in both cases. With that, the Rabbi Gemara is going to tackle. Why is Rabbi Yehuda only arguing in the Rishi? He should argue in the Sefer. All the cases in the Sefer. Tmeim, Arelim, all those cases. If he holds generically Machshava Kemaisa, he should argue with all the later cases. That's number one. Exactly. Right. But the question is, why does the Mishnah break it up? Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue at the end of the Mishnah?
He does.
He doesn't. No, all I'm saying is, why does the Mishnah break up the cases? It's just Aleph Beis. I'm asking you an Aleph Beis question. Why does the Mishnah break? I understand what you're saying. You're saying the fact that the Mishnah ends with that klal, which clearly Rabbi Yehuda doesn't buy into that, maskim. I'm maskim to use ev 100%. The question is, why does the Mishnah break up? Stop. Why does the Mishnah break it? Why does the Mishnah break the cases? Number one. But what's more perplexing, and this is what we were struggling with last week, we'll try this week, B'siyata D'shmaya T'chamukur Mahalach. What's much more perplexing is that this Machshava Kamaisa business doesn't really make sense. Machshava Kamaisa doesn't really make sense. Because Machshava Kamaisa can't be more than Maisa. The most you could tell me that the concept of Kodesh Machshava Kamaisa, acceptable concept. The fact is that the Gemara in Kiddushin discusses machshava k'maisa and kol ha'tera kula. And the Gemara actually says that there are cases where we say machshava is yek k'maisa. One of them is avodah zara. By avodah zara, machshava is k'maisa. So it wouldn't be such a crazy idea to say that machshava by kodshim machshava k'maisa. Machshava k'maisa. You have a bad machshava. Considered like it was nifal, it's considered that it materialized. It's acceptable. The big problem is that if you learn machshava k'maisa, it can't be better than maisa. It can't be better than maisa. So how in the world could you learn on its face, how could you learn that Pigel is working for the oneness of machshava k'maisa? It can't be more than maisa. The most you could say is machshava is k'maisa. Fine. Can't be more than maisa. And l'maisa, if you took a korban and you left it for 3 days, the korban, kachum kalim, or kachum kadoshim for 2 days, it's still maratza. The korban is still a kosher korban. The leftover meat is nicer. The korban doesn't become retroactive possible. Even the maisa do it. So that seems to be a pircha on the whole concept of machshava k'maisa. The whole concept of machshava k'maisa, which the bottom line is the av to all to that idea is pigul. Without pigul, we would never even detain such a thing. But we have pigul. Pigul is machadish machshava k'maisa. Maybe. So from there we learn machshava k'maisa by kachshim. That's the way we learn Rabbi Yudah. Like Zev said, he argues with everything. He argues with the whole Mishnah. Let us say, even though the Gemara comes up, he doesn't argue. But let us say, even he argues with the whole Mishnah. Machshava k'maisa. It doesn't work. Because it can't be better than maisa. And if you, but maisa did that maisa, the korban is kosher. So that seems to be an almost insurmountable problem in the sugya. That's what I'm saying. How could you learn Pigel's working with machshava k'maisa? You want to learn from Pigel machshava k'maisa? Pigel alone doesn't work. No, but I'm saying even if you have a maisa, the korban is kosher. No! See, if it's a svara, it's very geshmak. Why? Because, and that's the way we learned until we came to our sugi, that's the way we learned. The stipler, we're going to see, the stipler understands that everybody holds machshava k'maisa by pigul. The only machlokes of Yudin the Chachamim is we extend it. If we extend machshava k'maisa to other psulim. But until we got to our sugi, we understood pigul is no different than shalei lishma. It's nothing to do with machshava k'maisa. Avoid is very sensitive. And if you have a bad kavanah, b'shas avoidah, the korban becomes possible. Not with machshava k'maisa. Because psul avoidah. That would be the alaway out. But what I'm telling you is that you have to learn like that. Because once you start going up the ladder of machshava k'maisa, even pigul doesn't make sense. Pigul doesn't work. Because pigul, if you did it, it wouldn't make the korban possible. So how could machshava k'maisa make it possible? What? The blood. No. Pigul's amanas lechol chutzis mani. That's lahakter chutzis mani. Lonich means not to do anything. Not to do anything. Okay.
But you can't even spar. If it's a spar, it has to work the other way. No one says that if I have a
No, machshava kamaisa only means the pasul. Machshava kamaisa only means the pasul. Pigul! Pigul! It's not a svara, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not a svara. Even if you learn it's a svara that's riding on the chiddush of pigul. Meaning once the Torah was mechadish, that is such a thing called pigul, not all of Shas, just like by Kutchim, just like by Avodah Zarah. The Torah was mechadish as a concept of machshava kamaisa. So now the Torah came, some more by an akum is a din of machshava kamaisa, by a goy bechlau, but that's a different issue. By Kutchim, the Torah was mechadish and pigul, machshava kamaisa. The pasul. The Torah was mechadish that. So, but again, it doesn't work. Now, you go from, okay, so quickly, my time to read on Makrom, says by Noisar, I'm reading it quickly because we went through this. It's two psukim. Okay, so we have the Kosovach it's two psukim. Right? So we don't need it. One pasuk says Lo Yisivu, one pasuk says Kosovach Reim, Lo Yaniach Menu Ad Boyker. Imena Yinyin Lo Niach, Tanei Yinyin Machshevet. Fine. Rav Yudah, I call Lach Yudah also. What do you mean? Mi boy le khatan, bas ze vakhtay le shlomo ve manu tel shna khasen ve lail. Khalipen vlado is tmura is min hayn hadi no to include khalipe carbon. Vlado is carbon, tmura is carbon. Tamalem bas khat ze vash min hayn tamalem ze vakh. Nayn va sham min ze sham pesa. Tamalem shlomo. Lach mit ze khas ve kikim she benaz min hayn tamalem carbon. Kulum karne ve mlenekh. So it's not an extra pasuk. You want to say the extra pasuk is where Rabbi Yehuda learns his din. That machsheves hinuach makes puzzle. It's not an extra pasuk. Says the Gemara in Ken Lemekro. Why the Torah use the verbalage of loyaniach? My loyaniach. Imeniin loyinuach. The name of machsheves hinuach. Fine. Hotenach loyaniach. Loyisimayik lemeima. That would only work for anocha. Rabbi Yehuda says even if you have kavanah to take it out. That's sich and the player is not talking about it. Elamai, it's his father. Voi, time it, Rabbi Yudah's father. Tanya? Omelam Rabbi Yudah, yate moidim, shinichel mocha, shu posel. Don't you agree that if he would leave it, it would be possible? The meila af choshel in yich posel. Mama Chappelle. Now again, you can't read it. It doesn't even read the way it's there. Because what does that even mean? Oh, what does that even mean? It becomes possible by thinking. If you matra for behem, it's possible. If you think to make a trade, it doesn't become possible. Obviously, the only way to learn the Gemara is Rav Yehuda is telling the Chachamim after Pigel, it's a svar. He doesn't mean before Pigel, it's a svar. There wouldn't be a concept of Pigel, it's nishkin svar. Right? If there wouldn't be a concept of Pigel, this wouldn't be a svar. Because in Kol HaTerekula, there is no such halacha. Yayin Nesach becomes Yayin Nesach by pouring it. What happens if you have Kavona, you will pour Yayin Nesach. It doesn't become Nesach. Kol HaTerekul is no such thing. As obviously, Rav Yehuda means, after we have the din of Pigul, the Torah was Machadish, there's a concept called Pigul, so the Torah opened up the door to Machshava by Kodshim, Nusa Huadin, Machshava Kamaise by Uol, Machshava Psula. At the time of Rabbi Yehuda's svara, like I said, mamish, we don't have Aleph Beis understanding of what's going on here. What in the world is this svara? Even if you want to learn from Pigel, what's the svara? The Taras HaKodesh in the Sefer here in Zvochen, he says, I don't understand. According to this, why do we need a pasuk for Chutzlam Kaimai? You know, there's two pasukim by Pigel. Chutzlas Manai, Chutzlam Kaimai. Right? So he says, Machshava Kamaisa. Machshava Kamaisa. So he says, Chutz L'Zmanai doesn't bother me because that's Chorus. I wouldn't know Chorus. But Chutz L'Zmanai is just Pasul, it's not Chorus. Right? Only Chutz L'Zmanai is Chorus. Chutz L'Zmanai is not Chorus, it's just Pasul. He says, so Chutz L'Zmanai, you should need a Pasul. That's interesting. The Chutz L'Zmanai, I don't think it's even a discussion, because that's where we learn it from. So that doesn't bother me, b'chlal. Meaning, the way we're learning, Rav Yehuda doesn't hold in Sfar this way. He learns it from Pigel. If you have Pigel, it's a Sfar. I understand. If the Pigel, it's a Sfar. But once it's a Sfar, That's his kasha. But again, as we're saying all along, this whole thing doesn't work. Because chutzim koimi is the same thing. If you took the emurim outside, the koim is still kasha. If you did zrika, and you took the emurim outside, koim is kasha. The emurim are post. Koim is kasha. So what are you talking about? What's the machshava kamaisin? I mean, it's a pel nifla. Now again, as I said, Roiv of the Achroinim understand that this is working with Machshava Kamaisa. So, I mean, that's the way the Mikdash David learns, that's the way the Stipel learns. And the Stipel, like I said, the Stipel says, if you look at the Kilos Yaakov here, he says that everybody holds Machshava Kamaisa. The only Machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is whether we say Machshava Kamaisa everywhere or not even everywhere. Some places, some other places, or only him. Okay, this is what he says. Now, Kivager comes. We brought down this kasha, but we don't really have much of a teretz here. But Kivager asks, he says he doesn't understand, really mean what we're talking about here. He says, what in the world does the Emurim do to the Kom? I mean, let's keep on reading. The Gemara seems to be Moir Arkasha without asking it. The Gemara's Moir Arkasha. In other words, the elephant in the room here is, how could the whole sugya work with Machshava Kamaisa? None of these cases, except for the case where you have Kavona to spritz the blood in the wrong place or not to spritz the blood, with the carbon be possible. None of the other cases with the carbon be possible. Nois or not, they move him not, none of those cases will be possible. So this is what the Gemara says. Frak the Gemara, the Niflo Ignami Rabbi Yehuda Bechulu, because the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing by the fact that the Mishnah was broken up. Again, Zev is saying it could be the Mishnah would tolerate, which I hear what you're saying, but the Gemara obviously is learning the fact that the Mishnah didn't break it up. The fact that the Mishnah did break it up says the Gemara Behe Niflo. Which one should he argue? Meaning, where do you want him to hold that it's possible? If somebody had in mind to either eat the Korban Pesach raw or to break the bones, what do you mean? All of a sudden the Gemara is asking the $1 million question. If you did it, would the Korban be possible? Thank you. That's by all of the cases. What I'm saying, would the korban then become possible if you did that? The korban wouldn't become possible. Zifra gufa mi mitzvah. It's kasha. Now look at Tosfos. Zok Tosfos. Sheichlu tameim. Tosfos says in Tema, five lines down in Tosfos. Vim Tema, the third Tosfos, Sheichlu Tumeim. Vim Tema Chishiv Lanich Emurim L'mocha. If the guy had a mind to leave the Emurim, Oy Bechutz, am I possible? Haloi Minich Emurim Al L'mocha Oy Bechutz, Kivishun Zag Domi Kuchos, Elinif Sakom Mil Ratzis. Mamish Nis Kashim. Right? I mean, again, Tosfos L'chayr could ask the same question on Pigel. Could ask the same question on Pigel. Loi nifso kol milratzes. V'yeish loi ma'ad loi domi. D'lo niach imum l'mocho yavad machshav oso im nifso kuli kol b'kotshem anachol miyam v'layla. D'kivon d'havi imurim be'en kol kama d'loi mikdari loi mishdari boso b'achila. Mam is a peladik at Tosfos. First of all, by the way, he's not answering people. He's not answering our main question because he's not asking that question. Tosfos is not asking from people. Why is by pickle the korban become possible? He's not asking that question. He's asking from emurim. So Tosfos saying azachap. It's true that emurim are not makif. If something happens to emurim, it's true. Korban is still possible. It's kosher. Once you do zrikas dam, korban's kosher. But Tosfos says, but that's true. But so long that emurim are here, you're not allowed to be makif. You can't be makif of anything. can't eat the meat, you can't do anything. As long as they moor my hair, the kongs. So Mamel is up toises. So therefore, if they moor, if your das is to leave the emurim, the boss of Mamel, the whole boss would become possible. Because you won't be allowed to eat it, because you still have emurim. We'll get to this. That's a good kasha. The korban l'chayr is still mechatzah. Tosfos is just saying that the meat would be. He says the kivan av emurim be'en kol kam le'matzir l'mishri basa b'achila. The chimoti l'mocha mifsul basa. So what? The korban l'chayr is still kasha. Right? That's Reb Kivega's kasha. You remember that from last week, no? That was Reb Kivega's kasha. For Reb Kivega, what's Tosfos' answer? What's Tosfos' answer to the kasha? The kol is kasha. In our Mishnah, Reb Yehuda is passing the kol. That's not answering the question. Anyway, that's Reb Kivega's kasha. The lechoy the kol is kasha. Period. Should be kosher. Anyway, so here the Taras HaKodesh tries to save Tosfos, because Reb Kivega is asking a bomb kasha on Tosfos. So the Taras HaKodesh wants to say a whole added shtickle Torah that Tosfos doesn't say. But that this is what Tosfos means. And even after his shtickle Torah, it's not clear what he's saying. Well, Kivega's kash is Kedarkei BaKodesh, a bomb. Kivega's asking an explosion. What a Tosfos game. The carbon's still kosher. You could eat the meat. You can't eat the meat if they... The carbon's still kosher. So the Taras HaKodesh wants to say that there is an opinion that not only by Kodshim, Psochim, and Kodshim with Achilas Ma'akev, in Ein Basar Ein Dam, there's a shita like that by Korban Pesach. If there's no meat, there's no Korban. Because Ikri L'Achila, the main Korban is to be eaten. But Rav Yeshua holds that even by other Kodshim, in Ein Basar Ein Dam, so Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you have a kol where there's no meat, the meat was nifsal mitchila, was never roi l'mizbeach, so the kol becomes possible. So he, doesn't matter, we're going to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda anyway. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, the Taras HaKodesh says, that it's not pshat that even though Tosfos, by the way, the main thing is missing from Tosfos. This whole big shtickle Torah, it's going like Rabbi Shua and Ahim. Tosfos doesn't even say that the korban's possible. He just says the basar is possible. Tosfos says, habasar nifsal. He says that the kavon of Tosfos is not on the basar. He says, what Tosfos really means, shemachmas psula basar ain't like a sadam meratze, kedas Rabbi Shua, a saver, main basar ain't ham. In other words, if Yeshua holds, if the emurim got lost prior to Zrike, the korban would be possible. Because the Zrike is only Miratze if there's Basar. If the Zrike is Mat or something. The Zrike alone doesn't create Mitzri without a Matir. So basically, what the Taras HaKodesh is trying to put into Tosfos is that Tosfos means to say that our sugi is going like Rabbi Yehuda, anyway. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds if there's no basar, there's no dam, and therefore, if the emurim got lost prior to Zrika, kaka the carbon would be possible. So now we treat it as though that already happened, and therefore there's no meat here. There's no emurim. And if there's no emurim, there's no meat. If there's no meat, there's no blood. Done. So besides that, one can obviously ask, Iker chosim and atoisvus. Fine, it's a chidush etaras hakodesh. But Tosfos doesn't say one word about this. All these steps. It's missing in Tosfos. That's question number one. That's obvious. But the Achiezer of Chaim Oizer Zatzal in his Tshuvas, he says it doesn't even work. The answer doesn't even work, he says. He says, the Achiezer says, he says over here, Machshava Kamaisa, it can't be better than Maisa. So what was your Machshava? Your Machshava wasn't to do this today, Mugim, prior to Zrika. Your Machshava was to do it later. And if it materialized later, it would be Kasha. Rabbi Yeshua also agrees that if after you spritz the blood, the Emurim got lost, it would be Kasha. And that was your Machshava. So that's from Chaim Moses Kasha on the Taras HaKodesh. That doesn't work. That's his Kasha. Okay, let's finish this. Correct.
We all understand that. A machshava kamaisa makes a concentrated pill that got taken the day before. Now you do shechita with that. That's impossible shechita. That's just the
idea. So it's not machshava kamaisa.
What? Not machshava kamaisa.
So then, Rabbi Isai, then.
Well, you say it
Lizer, then the whole signal in Hagemara then gets lost. The whole signal in Hagemara is reviewed all in Svara machshava kamaisa. And therefore, since he holds machshava kamaisa, it could only work by something which would taka make the carbon pos. Dafke. Dafke. Because the Gemara says dafke. The Gemara says that. What about the case of shayver atzamas? What about the case of tumeim? What about the Gemara says no? Those cases, even if you did it, it wouldn't be possible. If it's machshava, what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is saying that Rav Yehuda doesn't argue in those cases. That the Gemara asked the Kasha. For Liflik Rav Yehuda Bekulu. The Gemara says, no, those cases, the Korban would remain Kasha. So what? That's the problem. The Sugi is so... It's a Klapzach Mishnah. It doesn't connect. Because there are two approaches you could take. Rav Yehuda could have taken a completely different approach. He could have said, I learned from Pikul that any machshava, which makes a call, which is a problematic machshava, any problematic maisa, right? For whatever, yeah, pasul, not pasul, any problematic machshava that you have in mind, b'shas avoido, pasuls. But the Gemara says, no, that's not true. That's not true. It has to be a machshava that if it materialized, the korban would have become possible. And yet, that doesn't work. That's the problem with the sugi. There are two tracks we could take. But the track that the sugi stubbornly is sticking to is that it has to be the Rav Yehuda only holds its possible. If it would materialize, it would be possible. Otherwise, it's not possible. And that, like Zev said, the Gemara could have said, the Gemara does that all over Shas. He argues in the ratio of what didn't save. You have that all over Shas. Over here, the Gemara is naming on that no. So the reason why the Gemara is stubbornly sticking to this particular nusach, to this script, is because the Gemara holds that Rav Yehuda only holds that apostles. Where the machshava kamaisa, where the maisa would make it possible. Because you're right, Zev, if the Gemara held in Svara, the Rav Yehuda would argue in the Sefer too, the Gemara would have done like it does all over Shas. Pligi b'reisha, v'uad in the b'sefer. And like you said, here it's even a drop better. Because the Sefer makes the klal, which includes the reisha. So you could say, no, it's a avada, he argues. But clearly the Gemara holds not like that. The Gemara holds that the svar of Rabbi Yehuda has to be machshava kamais, like the Mikdash David. Right? And the stipler, meaning that's the way the Achronim understand the sugya. That when Rabbi Yehuda says svar, and mistama the reason is, because the Gemara held that if you don't learn like that, it's not a svar. Meaning, if you learn that it's all working with psulei machshava, then you can't arbitrarily start saying, well, this machshava passes, mesame this machshava also passes. The fact that the Gemara is going that it's a svara, the Gemara holds that svara only works if it's machshava kamaisa. Because machshava kamaisa is a concept. If it's a concept, you could say it's a svara, it applies to all these cases. Once you want to say it's a machshava, it's like a shaloi lishma type of machshava, then you can't just bounce around from pigul to mokoim to zman. You can't have a chasana. You can only have a chasana if you have a concept. That's why the Gemara is. I'm just explaining to you why. Why did the Gemara take this position? B'chol toikev, because the only way the Gemara was able to understand Rav Yehuda, that he holds, okay, it's logical to go from here to go to here to go to here. It's only logical if it's riding on a concept. And the concept is machshava kamaisa. But the problem is that machshava kamaisa falls on its face. That's the problem. Okay. So the Gemara says, and Tosis almost brings it to a head, because Tosis is trying to make it work. Kilu, right? He's trying to make it work with Emor. And like the Achiezer says, and we're not getting Kiveger and Achiezer, we're not getting anywhere with Tosis. And for some reason, Tosis is not bothered b'chlau on the Pigul concept, which L'chaira is where we're learning everything from. And this goes straight through the Gemara. The Gemara Sheichlu Arelim, Shakiru Arelim, Zivcha Gufa Mimifsel. Who are you to think that? Who says they'll simply the Gemara means who says they'll listen to you? That's the way the Rishonim seem to say. Meaning, you have in mind that our Reilim should do that? They won't listen to you. Strange, right? Who cares what the. You can always say that. And when you have Machsheva's people, could be the Kohanim that are going to eat the Korban, they're not going to listen to you. He's done it. The whole thing is, says the Gemara, La'arav domi b'dam ha'psulim, why over there doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue? Because the time he domi b'dam ha'vatal dam. This is just practical differences. Lita nitam l'mal l'mat l'mal l'mat, why over there? Rabbi Yehuda time me to hold shaloi l'mkhoi minami l'mkhoi karin l'mkhoi. It's kosher. B'di yevad, it's kosher. V'lif leg b'di donam b'fnim, shalom ha'chuzet 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 ha'chuzet. The Gemara says, there will succeed you to be the makashim m'shosh b'dam, b'asar b'emurim. He holds that wouldn't make it possible. Okay. That's sort of the end of this chelik. And the Gemara is going to come on now with Trei Tanoi Halibi de Rabbi Yehuda, but this is the concept of the Gemara. So let's try to get this clear. Mitzvah Hashem, the hemshech of the sugyas, which is really going to the new part of the sugya, we'll go to next week, Beis Hashem. I want to get this part klar. So we'll spend a couple of minutes now to make this chelik klar. So here's what I think we have to say in order to understand the sugya. And it's a little mechudishtik, but I think it's the sugya is a mechudishtik sugya. It's a mechudishtik sugya. So it requires a little bit mechudishtik way of looking at it. I think it's like this. This is what we have to understand. We have to take a step back and understand something. This one point. The point that we have to understand is that there's really three categories. The Gemara seems to be going that there's two, but really there's three categories that's hidden in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be going that there's two categories. Category one, something which if you would b'maisa do, the korban would remain kosher. Category number two, something which b'maisa you would do, the korban would become possible. The Gemara seems to be saying that Rabbi Yehuda, who adds these new elements to Machshava to make something possible, he also has a limited view. The Chachamim have a very limited view, only Pigul, Chutz L'Zmanoi, Chutz L'Mkoimoi, or Shaloi L'Shma by Pesach and Chatas. And Rabbi Yehuda also has a narrow view, just not as narrow as the Chachamim. He extends it. He extends it to any Machshava which would make the Korban possible. That's simple. On that, the Gemara says so. So Shviras Etzem doesn't make the Korban possible by Pesach. Eating it raw doesn't make the Korban possible. Tomei person who says they'll do it. All these svaras. The problem we have with this whole hamshach of the sugya is that can't be because all of the cases in the Mishnah, kemat, except for cases where you have kavan about the dam, don't make the korban pasul. Because the korban is decided by the zrika's dam, whether it's kosher korban or not a kosher korban. There's nothing after zrika. After zrika, the story ends. That's the big problem. That's the problem on the whole sugya. Okay? That if, in fact, even Rav Yehuda, who broadens the spectrum of what's possible, agrees that it's limited to what makes the carbon possible, then Rav Yehuda should not hold of any machshava that has to do with post-zrika. That's the elephant in the room. And the elephant, it's not just an elephant. It's from the biggest elephants. It's even a bigger elephant. The fact that Pigel, which is the other elephant in the room, even Pigel doesn't have it. So the mama elephant doesn't have it either. Meaning, where did we learn the whole idea of Machshava Kamaisa? That elephant's not even in the room, because we're not talking about Pigel. But I'm talking about, that's the elephant in the other room. But that elephant also is after Zrika. That's Noiser. Noiser also doesn't make a korban pasul. You know why? Because it's after Zrika. That's it. So therefore, I think what we have to understand, that there's three categories. And once we understand clearly that there's three categories, the Gemara sort of flows. The three categories are as follows. One are things which don't make the korban pasul. They don't make the korban pasul because conceptually, they are not ma'akav in the korban. Conceptually, these things are not an integral part of the korban. Okay, so they don't belong to the ikuv part of the korban. They're added ritzui, like anything that's added. They're added components. They're mitzvahs. They're mitzvahs hakorban, but they're not ma'ak of the korban. They're conceptually not ma'ak of the korban. This is what I want to make clear. They're conceptually things that are not ma'ak of. Okay? So if you were able to carve them out, this is the point I'm trying to tell you. If you were able to carve them out, even at the beginning, if you were able to take this korban and carve them out and remove them, surgically remove them from the korban would still survive. It wouldn't make the korban into a treifa. I'm calling it a new concept. Treifas kotchim. It wouldn't make the korban into a treifa. The korban would still be a ganze korban. It would be missing these milas. It's a shtreimel. It's missing the shtreimel. Shtreimel is a shene zach, but it's missing the shtreimel. Okay? So that's one type of non-ma'akev components. Then there's another chelik of the korban. And that is, it is ma'akev the korban. But, once you have Zrika, it already was included in the call. So it happened after the show was over. So it's not that it's not ma'ak after call. It's that when the time of ikuv is decided, it wasn't ma'ak because it was loy. Like Reb Zeira. What does Rav Zeira mean? Rav Zeira is saying is, and that's a concept we use in all over Shas, means that, yes, the Torah had that requirement. The requirement was there at a particular time when you put the mincha into the kli. At that point, it had to be roy to be mixed. And then if something occurred later, doesn't matter. Because the actual mixing, by the time you get to the actual mixing, it's not ma'akev anymore. Right? It's not ma'akev anymore. So what I'm trying to tell you is, at the time of Zrika, that's when the decision of the kashrus of the korban is decided. Ritzi of the korban. That's when the korban is decided. What's in and what's out is decided by that point. Okay? So there, even things which are be'etzem ma'akev the carbon, if they occur later, they don't passel the carbon. Not because these are not ikuvim, but because they came too late to be ma'akev. At the time when the ikuv was had to be decided, they didn't. That does a pshat in unzer sugya. Chutzlim kaima is ma'akev the carbon. The only thing is, when it plays out normally, it's after zrika. Because b'metzias you can't take the meat and make it possible chutzlim kaimai, and b'metzias you can't take the meat and eat it chutzlim zmanai before you do zrika. So the Torah unveiled a machshava concept. The machshava is a way of bringing it in at the time of zrika. It's not pshat that the machshava is more than ma'isa. No! But once machshava is an acceptable way of viewing an occurrence, so now that could actually happen before zrika. Exactly. So noiser is ma'akev. Of course noiser is ma'akev. Zman is ma'akev by kachem. The concept of zman is ma'akev by kachem. But at the time in Israel, we can't call this a carbon of shaloi b'zmanah, because it's still in the zman. You have what I'm saying? It's still in the zman. So that's the pshat. Rev Yehuda basically is saying, anything that if it would actually materialize is something which is ma'akev. It's just, you'll find me cases where it won't be ma'akev because it happened too late to be ma'akev. That's going to make the korban possible. That's going to make the korban possible. Okay? So that means anything which is an intrinsic part of the korban is considered. Now, shviras hatzomos is an occurrence which is not misyachas to the chefs of the korban. That's a side issue. You're breaking the bone. You went ahead and you break a bone. So, exactly. There's no korban of shviras hatzomos. That's why the zivcha mimifso. That's not just because it happens too late. It's because it's not a component of ikuv in the korban. It's a mitzvah. How to eat the korban? Not to break a bone. It's a mitzvah on the gavre. Like Zev said, a mitzvah on the gavre. It's not misyachas to the actual heft of the korban. Kams Toysus and Toysus says, isn't a murim the same? Isn't a murim the same? Taisa says, no. I'll prove to you that Emurim is not the same. Because so long that the Emurim are here, you're not allowed to eat the basar. Till you makar of the Emurim. Meaning that the Emurim is linked to the korban. The Emurim is a matter in the korban. Shviras Hatzomos is not a matter in the korban. Emurim is, yes, a matter in the korban. That's in the korban. And therefore, that's all Taisa means. Now that you had the machshava before, it's as though the Emurim have a built-in fallacy. Now it's possible. Now it's possible. Now the Gemara is beautiful when the Gemara brings in Areilim and Tmei. Maybe they won't listen to you. They won't listen to you. Not they won't listen to you. It's not part of the Kol. That's the Din of the Gavre. It's beautiful. It's a Din of the Gavre. It's not a component of the Kol. So this mamish enlightens the whole sugya. Lufiani is dieting. So I'll let the oilum simmer on it. Next week we're going to go weiter, but we can. I don't mind clarifying this again next week. I just have two events this morning, so I'm going to have to end here.